Okay, guys, I can't hear any of you, so I assume that the mute function worked. We're recording the conference. As always, I post these meetings to the TDC Connected website. Now I'm able to do it typically the same day as our conference because the conference recording center we're using now and have been using for the last several months goes ahead and issues me those files the same day, which has been great because a lot of you have told me in the past that you can or can't make a meeting and that you do want to listen to the recording. So please take advantage of that and look for this meeting recording on the TDC Connected website later in the day. I guess I'll start off with the obvious. We have moved, as you all know. We're now over in Irvine, which is about 10 miles inland compared to where we were over there in Dana Point. I got to admit, I'm going to miss looking at the ocean every day, which was nice, but we're just stoked with this new office. I don't know if any of you, or I know that some of you have, but I sent out pictures of the lab and the new inventory room, and it's just awesome. The countertops are where the guys want them. The equipment's where the guys want them. We've got 6 workstations now, which will allow for more training. I know some of you in the past have wanted to come in for some advanced training, and we weren't able to accommodate you because we had somebody in for their initial training, or we had another franchise owner that wanted to be in at that time, and the day and time that would work for you guys just wouldn't work for us because we didn't have the room for you. Well, that's the thing of the past. We've got 6 workstations now. We've got a dedicated electric attachment workstation that you guys can practice on. We're also installing a webcam station, which we're really excited about. I know that 4 or 5 of you guys mentioned during the TDC meeting in Vegas that you had enjoyed the webcam training, and we kind of lost that function with some issues that we had there at the old office. And once again, that's going to be a thing of the past and probably be a more advanced system. We do have an expanded parts and inventory room. You guys probably saw that. So we're going to be able to carry a few more items that we've always had to do special order on in the past, and you guys have had to wait, you know, several days for those items to come in and then get. So we're excited about that. Our new office is in a pretty nice new office building complex. Many of the units are actually still vacant because I think they built this thing right when that bust hit, I think about 2007, 2008. So I think a lot of the units that were going to be filled were not. So we really scored on the unit we have as far as being almost twice as big as our office was in Dana Point, and at a considerable savings as far as rent goes. So we're pretty excited about that. We're about 10 minutes from the airport now. Some folks in the past have not been happy with the commute from the airport. They've tried to decide between LAX or San Diego or John Wayne and dealt with some issues there. Now we're literally 10 minutes, maybe even less than 10 minutes from the John Wayne Orange County Airport with a lot more hotel and food options, probably because we're located in Irvine now, which is more of a business center. So you guys really need to come out. If you've ever thought about coming out for advanced training, whether it's on electrics or any other hand pieces, some of you still, you know, may struggle with some of the slow speeds, just not up to speed on them yet. And, you know, take advantage of our new office and our better training capabilities and come join us.
So and Dave, I want to add, they could combine it with a vacation.
Yep.
Southern California is not for everybody, but there's certainly lots to do with the family and kids, and we'd love to have everybody out and combine a day or two of training and networking with us and a vacation with their family. It'd be a wonderful thing.
Absolutely. San Diego is awesome. L.A., as you guys all know, is awesome. There's Disneyland, sports venues. That's a really great place to live. I'm glad Steve moved the company down here from Fresno, and you guys should take advantage of that too. Well, I'd like to start the meeting by updating you guys on some results we have email and fax campaigns. We talked about the email and fax campaigns and launching them 2 months ago during our TDC Connected meeting. And although many of you haven't launched a campaign yet, some folks have. And I think that in at least with my experience with the Dentist Choice, And one of the advantages of being in a group like this is everybody wants to build on the success of others. In other words, if somebody has a success marketing or repairing a certain way to their customers and with the hand pieces, folks want to copy that, emulate that, and be successful as well. So what I'm going to do is update you on some email and fax campaign results and some other subject matter. As you know, Irwin was pretty much the catalyst to launch the email campaign back 2 months ago. He has launched three campaigns. He's billed close to $3,000, and he's getting set to launch another campaign. Now, anybody who can do the math knows that if you gain 1 to 2 customers a month by sending out a couple of emails, you're looking at between $12,000 and $24,000 in additional revenue at the end of the year. As you know, we've had several polls taken, and everyone comes in the same. Each customer of yours is worth approximately, if you do the average, between the mid to high 900s and $1,000 a year. So if you gain 12 to 24 new customers, you're looking at 12 to 24 grand in extra revenue per year just by launching a simple email campaign. Irwin has embraced that and has moved forward with that and has been very successful. So you really should all do that. Bill Short in Florida has been sending out constant contact email campaigns. He called me a couple of days ago, real excited. He's been keeping me abreast and sending me samples of the emails he's sending out, and he got a couple new customers last month through his constant contact email campaign. So of the two folks that I know have actually begun the email campaign, have tracked the results and reported in, kind of given me a call or an email, they've both been very successful with minimal effort. Again, the initial effort, of course, is at the front end, building your email list and building the email campaign. Once you do that, once you have the email list built, which of course is the most time-consuming portion of this, and I'm actually going to go through some easy processes to make this list happen for you later in this TDC Connected meeting. But that is the initial effort. Once that effort's put in, now you just got to build the advertisement. And of course, I can help you with that. There's some really simple, easy-to-follow instructions through Constant Contact on how to build your actual email marketing piece. And they'll help you. I'd be happy to help you, and probably a couple of franchise owners will help you with that as well. In addition to that, just give me a call or an email. Now that we're settled in here, two people who were real interested in it were Bo Smith in Texas and Monty Bruner in Georgia. Although they weren't, 100% confident in the advertising building portion of their email campaign. So now that we're settled here in our new office, I'm going to be helping Bo Smith and Monty build their ads. And I encourage any and all of you to either call me or email me, and I'll help you as well. Now, one thing I wanted to talk about was that's pretty important in this process is building your email list. Scott Marks in Detroit they just have so many customers. I think Mel purchased his territory, and I want to say two surrounding territories. He may own as many as three, quote-unquote, franchise areas or territories. So his customer list is quite extensive. So to go through one by one, entering doctor information and email information into an Excel file or list for Scott seemed very daunting, a very tall task. If you ever trained to run a 5K or a 10K or a marathon or a half marathon, it always seems daunting and almost an impossibility right off the bat until you start going through the process. You run a mile, then you run 2 miles, then next week you run three, and so on and so forth. I kind of equate that to how you need to build this list. If you just look at your customer base of, let's say, for instance, you've got 1,000 or 1,200 dentists in your area, to sit down and build a 1,200 doctor list seems daunting. And a lot of guys just, any of you don't want to do it, you can't find X amount of hours to build a 1,200 doctor email and contact list. And that's true. I understand that. Unfortunately, the purchase list apparently send red flags to the Constant Contact folks. They don't allow them. So if you go online, as Scott did, he talked to the person that sold him his dental list, just, you know, phone numbers, addresses, et cetera, which is, you know, great for you guys to use in your route management system as far as when you're going to go out and market to these folks. They're great. However, the emails, unfortunately, are purchased from the dental societies. And apparently what they end up getting are a lot of personal email addresses that are outdated and no longer useful, and or fake email addresses from folks that want information, docs that want information, but they really don't want to give up their email address, so they just put in a phony one. Unfortunately, Constant Contact has a system that checks the validity of these email addresses, and if a lot of them are bogus, they just won't accept the list. I guess it cuts down on their success rate with their emails, and it brings down their rating as an email marketing company, so they just won't do it. I'm working with Scott, and we're trying to find a way to get these folks to accept at least most of his lists or part of it if he double-checks it. So anyway, just to let you know, because I have received calls from a few of you guys, if you could just simply purchase a list. Right now, it doesn't seem like that's a good thing to do and something that's going to work. So initially, what you're going to want to do is create a list. So what I wanted to do is find out how you guys can create a list. You have numbers, you have addresses, you have names. What you don't have in a lot of cases is an email address. Now, if you collect business cards, like I know most of you do when you walk into an office, a lot of times there will be email addresses on those cards. So that's a slam dunk. Any business card that you have from a doctor that has an email address, bang, you can enter that into your Excel file or your contact management system, and you've got an accurate doctor and email list or contact. However, many do not. Here is how you do it. I wanted to go through a few steps. So I personally went through and created my own list. What I did is I went to google.com. I typed in the zip code. Now, this is how you want to do it. You want to do it by zip code and then enter the word dentist. For instance, I live in Ladera Ranch, California, a small little community east of Mission Viejo. So that zip code, 92694, I typed into Google and then followed that by dentist. Now, it's a fairly small neighborhood. 7 docs came up. Of those, one had no email listed, so I called him. The gatekeeper, unfortunately, said I could send her info or stop in, but didn't release the email address. So of those 7, I had one with no email called and was unable to receive the email. 3 had basic emails like info at Ladera Dentistry, smiles at Ladera Dentistry, and then another one was their name at occosmetry.com. 1 had an actual doctor's email, so I knew that email went directly to the doctor, and 1 had a field to fill out. Once I filled out the field, I got an automated response. Well, that automated response actually came from their email address. So of those 7 in my neighborhood, I was able to get 6 of those 7 email addresses. There were 2 more offices who didn't have websites, so I clicked onto their listing through Google.com. It's just like a phone book listing. 1 had an email, 1 did not. So of 9 offices, guys, of 9 offices, I was able to get 7 email addresses, and the total time, including the phone call, was 12 minutes. So if you can get 7 out of 9 email addresses, you're doing good. The other 2, you're going to have phone numbers. You can call them. You can try and get their emails that way. So there will be some that require a phone call. But in many literally don't even have to call the office to get their email address. Following that, just to make sure this wasn't a fluke, I did a similar to Dana Point, which, of course, many of you have been to. It's our old office over in Dana Point. 11 offices came up. Again, it's a small little coastal kind of community there. There was 11 dental offices. 3 of them had no email or websites. 1 had a website and no email, so it required the field fill-in. And 7 had websites and email. 2 of them went directly to the doctor, 1 went to the manager of the office, and 4 were kind of general, like info at, you know, danapointdental.com, which still may go to the right person. So of those 11 offices, I got 7 initial emails and one that I had to fill in a field, and of course it sends you an auto response and you get their email that way. So literally 8 out of those 11, and it took me 8 minutes. So for any and all of you who do not want to spend time building a contact list, an email contact list, and let's face it, guys, whether you want to do this email campaign or not, you should. I think every response I've received from all of you has been positive. Yeah, Dave, I want to do it. It's just finding the time to build the list, to build the ad, and to actually send out the emails. So you know, the building the list part is the hard part. I just went through the steps in addition to you guys maybe not being able to take notes on it because you're driving, you're in your shop working on handpieces, and you're just kind of listening to us on speakerphone. Whatever the case, don't worry about it. This is going to be on the TDC Connected website, and I'll also send out an email on how I did this. But this is the hard part. If you average it out, it looked like it took me about a minute per email. So, I mean, if you even want to say you can get 40 to 50 emails in an hour of doing this, if you just spend 3 hours a week doing this, you're coming up with close to 150 email contacts a week. Well, you do that for a few weeks, and you've built yourself a pretty nice, you know, four and five hundred doctor email list. And now you've got a customer base that's worth sending these email campaigns to, guys. I know I've been kind of harping on this for the last 2 months, and it's really because I'm so excited about it. It's something that I don't think our competitors are really doing. Our competitors are calling on the phone. Our competitors are walking into dental offices. So you need to continue to do that, and I know that you guys are. But it's always good to try and find an angle that your competitor's not using, and I believe this truly so far. Now, I don't know how long this is going to last, but at least right now, this is one of those marketing pillars that isn't really being utilized by your competitor. So if spending an hour, couple, 2-3 days a week to build these lists isn't something that you want to do, you really ought to reconsider, because I think the payoff is going to be well worth it. So again, look for that info on the TDC Connected site, and please call me with any help that you might need in making that happen. I also wanted to talk to you about the fax campaign. We kind of talked about fax campaigns 2 months ago. Nobody had really tried it, but Tim Anderson in Arizona said he was going to try it. He was excited about it. He wanted to try it. We had talked to and even quoted Dale Giddings in Texas. He had done a fax campaign in the past, and he said he had some success with it. And that's kind of what drove, I think that information is what drove Tim Anderson in Arizona to do it. Now, like Constant Contact, there are online systems that you can sign into and launch a fax campaign. Tim Anderson did that. He sent out faxes to 300 contacts in his area through one of these online fax marketing campaign companies. And unfortunately, to date, and I think he did this, I believe he said 6 weeks ago, unfortunately, he hadn't received one single response to that 300 fax contact list that he gave that company online to do this marketing campaign for him. Undeterred, as Tim Anderson always is, he decided to fax 100 customers himself using his own fax machine. Of those 100 folks, he took a list of folks that had used him in the past, offices that had used him in the past, but had not used him in 12 months or more. In other words, a quote-unquote lost customer. So his initial 300 fax campaign that the company did for him was to potential customers he had not done business with in the past. So this may be, in my opinion, those folks might be someone that you kind of have to hit more than once to generate that commitment from them to call or send hand pieces in. At least I hope that's his few results. However, the 100 folks that he faxed that had been past customers 12 months or more ago, he's already received 10 hand pieces. Or I'm sorry, 10 of those 100 have sent him hand pieces. I don't know the exact hand piece count. I imagine it's more than one per fax, because Tim told me it was a multiplier coupon. In other words, you got $20 off each repair up to 5 repairs for a total of $100 savings. He's received, like I said, a response from 10 of those quote-unquote lost customers, and because there's, I think, another, I want to say it goes through the end of August, so he's got another 4 weeks left on his quote-unquote expiration date on that multiplier coupon and repair discount. Facts, he thinks and he believes, and I think he's probably right, that he's actually going to get more response from some of those folks who are maybe saving up a couple more hand pieces to take advantage of that multiplier coupon. So I think in this instance, it will work. There might be some modification that needs to be done on his end, possibly with the faxes that he had the marketing company send out, since he didn't get response, as opposed to the response he received from the folks he sent faxes to being 10%, and he's thinking that that number is going to climb based on his coupon. So he's pretty excited about those results and hoping that the results of the new or prospective customers show some, produce some new customers as well. So I think with the email and fax campaigns, the folks we've had using it so far have been successful. The one kind of downer in the whole deal is the fact that Constant Contact and some of the other email marketing companies don't like these purchased lists, because it knocks down their rating every time there's a bogus email on there. They get, they get bounce backs on some of the emails that they send out. So the hard part, as we initially stated, is actually building that list. But I think, as I've proven with the Google search that I did, I think I got 7 contacts in 8 minutes and another 7 contacts in 10 or 12 minutes in my own area. So it can be done. It's a little bit time-consuming. It's not too difficult. And if you just kind of portion it out, a half an hour here and a half an hour there dedicated to building that list, within a month, you're going to have a nice, solid list of email contacts and folks to send these coupons to. And if you can gain even a customer a month, like we said, that's going to average $1,000 a year. You're looking at building your gross revenues by $12,000+ a year with really minimal effort, as Erwin and Bill Short can attest to. So hope you guys all take advantage of that. I'll move on now, but just really wanted to give you some of those results and a couple of techniques that you can use to build those lists and make this happen. The next item I wanted to talk about was a real quick mention on factory schematics and parts availability. I know a lot of you techies, like Bud and Sean and several of you, just love the technical aspects of this business and be excited. We now have factory schematics, and I'll be posting those to the TDC Connected website, of OEM Midwest slow-speed motors. That includes the Midwest RDH, the Midwest Rhino XP, the Midwest Shorty 1-speed, and the Midwest Shorty 2-speed. So we've got factory drawing, factory schematic, and factory parts availability. So I know a lot of you guys get really excited about stuff like that. We're excited about it too. So I've got the schematics in hand and just need to get those posted to the site, which will happen today as well. So take a look later on for the Midwest schematics. Another point of interest, Bud brought to my attention the Copilot. We've got a lot of thank yous from you guys, more than anything, pretty much on that Copilot. And a lot of you who have called have joked around. I think Alex joked around with me the other day. He said, "I'm asking you this question, and so you know, I already looked in my Copilot." And then he asked me the question. So the fact that you guys are using that as a resource is great. We tried to put, as you know, as much information as we thought you guys could use quickly in that. We then took some suggestions from you guys during the TDC convention and added a couple more items and faxed them out to you guys or emailed them out to you guys. So please, one of the things that Bud and Sean asked me to talk about during the meeting was to give us any suggestions or recommendations for items to add to that Copilot. So we know this is a building process. We started kind of at ground zero there with the Copilot and what the guys and I felt you guys could use as information for quick reference when you're out in the field. Obviously, we're not going to think of everything because we're not out in the field. You guys are. So please call in or email any suggestions or recommendations you have for the Copilot. We'd love to hear them. We want to add it to the Copilot so that you guys get them. Everybody in the franchise system gets them, and then the future guys, of course, get those too. I think that basically covers what I wanted to discuss in general. We do have some time for an open forum for whatever thoughts or questions regarding the new office, the email campaign, the fax campaign, the Copilot, TDC Connected website, or anything else really that you guys would like to talk about. So I'll open the floor to you guys. Again, if you want to jump in here, just hit *6. That'll unmute your line, and you will be able to, you know, talk to us all. So anybody who has any comments or thoughts, please hit *6 and let us know.
Dave, this is Doug.
Doug.
Hey, Dave, when you send out the email on the fax and email campaigns, could you include some verbiage that the folks have used in the past to get the doc's attention?
And absolutely.
One of them was the $20 off, and I forgot how that was worded. It went by.
Absolutely, I can, Doug. And what I did initially, as you guys probably remember 2 months ago, is I created an advertisement, Doug, on through Constant Contact. Didn't send it to Docs. I sent it to you guys, but essentially pretending that all you guys, all you franchise owners, were doctors.
And that's
so
right.
You
I got
an
that.
Email from me, a Constant Contact email ad from me. Many commented on my picture, which I snuck Bud's picture in instead.
He was just cute. Thank you.
Yeah. So we got a few comments on that. But what I've also received, Doug, are sample email campaigns that both Irwin Bayever have used, and also Bill Short in Florida has been sending me some sample email campaign that he's been sending out. So absolutely, I'll be more than happy to send those out to you guys. I'll get a quick okay from both Bill and Irwin. I have a feeling they're going to be A-okay with me sending those out to you guys. So yes, Doug, I will do that for sure.
Thanks,
David.
You bet.
David?
Yes.
Earlier on in your description of going through Google, you said that sometimes you responded to, when they didn't have an email address, you responded to that email, to the email on their web,
uh-huh.
and you got the address from there. I was always too scared to do that because I thought that, how did you word it?
Here's what I did. I actually wrote in there, instead of saying that I was going to be a patient, I didn't want to mislead the doctor, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's nothing that you want to do, because this is a somebody that you want to use, or when as a future, you want to have as a future customer.
Yeah.
So I wrote in there very clearly, I believe I wrote, great savings on your handpiece repair. And then I wrote in the note, doctor, please let me know if I was out of line in any way. I just wanted to offer you great savings on your handpiece repair. We're here local in Orange County, and I would love to work with you. And then that's all I sent out. So he hasn't responded yet. Of course, he hasn't had time to. I just did this last night at, 3:55.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only 9:30 in the morning here, so he maybe he hasn't even checked his emails. But what I did receive from him was an auto response. And that auto response actually had their info at their doctor's office. So I actually got an email from them. So that was the great thing. So I kind of backdoored getting their email by sending them an email that required they have an auto response function on their website. So it just auto responded me, and I thus now have their email address.
Okay.
But I was very clear, yes, or when I, yeah. So you've, in your email search, you've come across the same situation, and you've been hesitant to send in some bogus information. So don't.
Yeah.
I was just clearly honest with them in the email and asked them if it was okay if I could email them, future savings for their handpiece repair. Of course, I haven't got a response yet, but I do have their email address.
Yes. I would appreciate it if you would send your verbiage. You spoke too quickly. I would appreciate it if you could type it up, and when you send out another email, if you could include that. Just that
so
verbiage that
on the field filling info.
Yeah. Yeah. You just had it. You hit it on the nail. You hit the head on the, and so I would appreciate it.
Okay, absolutely I will. And
thank you.
I'll not only send it to you, Erwin, I'll follow this up and send it to all of you guys. So in case you run into that, you will run into that same
you
situation.
Will.
And if you want, you know, some verbiage, I'll certainly add that.
Yeah.
Thank you,
David.
Erwin. Yeah.
This is Bill Short. I've been listening in, and you have
great.
My permission, you know, to send whatever I've sent you forward on. No problem.
Thank you, Bill.
You can send mine, but I'd like to send you a new one where I've cleaned up all those errors that were on the original one.
Okay, Erwin, and please do send me that, Erwin. I'd love to see it. You said you were designing a new email ad campaign, and I'd love to see that for sure. So please send that, and I'd be happy to show that to the guys.
Okay, no problem.
Hey, David, do you mind if I chime in with a little information on Constant Contact?
I'd love to hear it, absolutely.
One of the things that they have is, if people might have seen all over the place, these new QR codes, the little, look like pixelated boxes that you can scan with your smartphone. And I got that from Constant Contact, to where if people scan it, they on their phone, it comes up, would you like to join our mailing list? And it's got the logo, and they type in their email address, their phone number, and so forth. I've actually incorporated, well, I put that on the website, which I think you've seen, but the biggest thing that I've been utilizing that for is a quick way that I just have a copy of it, and I'm going to put it on the back of my cards is the next thing I'm going to do, because I've incorporated it to the middle of my invoice. So when people get an invoice now, it has that, you know, join our mailing list, and they can scan it right at the top of my invoice now. I just inputted it in with QuickBooks. It was really easy. But with Constant Contact, what's neat is they have an autoresponder capability that is like you can set it for they're going to get a welcome email that they've joined the list, and then you can set up emails to automatically go out. You got to build them, which I've taken time to build about 8. But, you know, in 7 days, they're going to get a coupon for something off. In 2 weeks, they're going to get an offer for a free maintenance clinic. In 3 weeks, they're going to get an offer for, an operatory test or something along those lines. And then information about electrics and information about operatory pressures and how it's important, and they're just educating them about information so that they can keep. Wow, you know, you want to be on top of mind. I think it's been, I don't know. I mean, I'm 2 weeks into it with this autoresponder stuff, but what's nice about it, you can go in there and see if they've opened it, if they've clicked through to your website or what have you, and they're opening them. They're opening them up. They're reading them. It hasn't generated any phone calls yet, but as I get more emails and I add them that way, they instantly get a thank you for joining the mailing list. And I'm using it in my marketing that say, hey, do you mind, it's a new office that I've walked into cold calling. Do you mind if I get your email address and add you to our phone list? And they're like, oh, yeah, sure. So they write it down. Right as I go to the car, I type it into the phone. Boom. It instantly pops up, and they're getting the email right away. So just as an FYI, I think it's the wave of the future, man.
That's awesome, Bill. Thank you very much. Because what you've done is you've taken this Constant Contact and not only created the email marketing campaigns, which I know you've sent me samples of in the past, but you've taken a step further with this autoresponder function. And I did go on your website. You had sent me one of your emails, as you do, and your website was on there. I clicked on it, and I did see that pixelated box. I don't know, it's kind of a variant of, I guess, a UPC code, essentially. And I think that's very interesting. I think that many of the guys who are either listening now or just couldn't make the meeting for whatever reason are going to be interested to know how that works. So I will get together with you, Bill, and get this information from you and share it to all these guys. That sounds awesome. Really awesome. So thank you very much.
Yeah, I had to unmute to say, that's fine. I was just muting myself because I don't want the road noise. But yeah, whatever. I'll be happy to share it. The biggest thing is I think when you're first time calling on an office, you want to follow up, and this helps keep that it puts it on autopilot to the follow-ups, and because that way they've gotten a couple emails between the next time you actually get the stuff put in there. Hey, I just want to follow up on that email I sent you.
I just thought of another thing too, Bill, and stay on the line for me. When these folks, you said that some of them will go on and you can see that they've clicked on it, they've opened an email, they just haven't called you. Now, since you have that list of those folks that did actually open it, read it, show some interest, those are guys to just put on a quick list to call the next day, right?
It's absolutely follow up with, you know, dropping by, because they obviously clicked through, they saw it, and that's, I think, the key thing about contact is it gives you a list of the people that opened your email, so they read it. You hit a hot button, and then you can actually create a list of that. You can, like, extract that out of, like, let's say you sent out 100, 16 opened it. Well, you can create a list of those 16 that now get a different type. Thank you for opening the email. You know, we wanted to follow up and make sure that you were aware of this particular feature, this particular thing we can do for you. You know, please respond back with the type of handpieces you have, and we'll make sure that we tailor our responses to your needs. You know, I got a new customer that, you know, out of the email that sent me an electric, opened it up. It was that X95L I told you about.
Right, right.
It was full of rust. I mean, and I sent back an estimate to repair, and then I also sent back a second page where I took photos of it, showed the rust, and emailed it to the doc because I got it from his email. So he was able to open it up. Within a half hour, I got a call from his assistant asking me how we can do a better job of maintaining them. I'm on my way right now to that clinic I'm going to give with the maintenance clinic. Now, this doc is on vacation right now, but I did the repair. I'm bringing the handpiece back. I'm doing the maintenance clinic. And when he gets back, he's going to have his handpiece in hand. The girls are going to say, oh, yeah, you know, Bill took a half hour and, you know, did this whole PowerPoint presentation. And then the next email gets done. You know, we've been doing a good job for you. Do you have any referrals? I know you know other dentists in the area. Who can you refer to me? Because I did this amazing job of follow-up. I think that's the next step. You just got to keep, you know, it's the old adage of when people are in a buying mode, you got to keep hammering them to buy until they say no. So I'm taking them some oil and a nozzle and saying, this is how you're gonna do it. Get an extra $40 sale on it. You know, so that's what's going on today, which I think is important because it was all based on, I got this customer from email.
And that is awesome.
I'm using all of our tools to market this guy and stay on him until I get another referral from him, and then that'll be even stronger.
No, it's awesome. No, that's awesome. And then the fact that you can see who's reading your emails is key to knowing who to follow up with. And then, of course, you're saying you do a quick follow-up with them. And that's a huge advantage over, let's say, sending a postcard. You never know. You'll never, ever know who read it and who didn't, unless there's some sort of coupon that they need to mention when they call you up for some sort of savings. The great thing about these email and the constant contact, you know exactly who read it.
Yeah, and if they click to your website, it'll show you click-throughs. It'll show you which, if you include that as a link.
Sure.
I did
notice that there's a click-through function there, but I wasn't even really 100% sure what that click-through meant. But if you have a click-through item, it shows if they clicked it or not.
Right. And I'll be honest with you, I learned a lot of this by my wife's day spa. You know, we've been doing constant contact and living social. Living social doesn't work for us because we're B2B, but, you know, fortunately I've been able to learn by trial and error with her, and then I'm trying to take what worked with her and move it over to us. So it's you know, hopefully everybody can benefit from it. You know, just share.
Absolutely. Does anybody have any questions for Bill in Florida? He's been working with some of these email campaigns with both his wife's business and now his Dentist Choice business for a little while here. So if you do have any questions, please feel free to ask.
Well,
Anyone?
Well, I can open it up. If anybody wants to call me, you know, David, give them my number. I mean,
okay.
So if anybody wants to call me, I know it's, you know, people are busy now, but if they have a question, just call me.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for offering that as well.
All right. I'm about to get to my office. I'm going to put it back on mute, guys.
Okay. Thanks again, Bill. Talk to you soon. Okay, guys. Well, that was great additional information from Bill. I'm glad he shared that. I'm glad he talked about that pixelated box UPC code, because I think, I know I'm definitely going to add that function to any of the websites email campaigns that I build for you guys, including Monty and Bose right off the bat and anyone else's that would like one. Okay, guys, not to spend all our time on the email and fax campaign, but once again, want to open the floor to any questions or thoughts that you guys may have, so just chime in if you have any.
Hey, David, Gary.
Gary, what's up, big guy?
Wanted to reiterate, you know, back in Vegas, you said you were going to put that binder out on the website so we could access it and make another copy. I mean, I'm finding that, you know, wherever I need it, it's not with me. You know,
so you're basically needing the second Copilot.
Yeah, that would be great. One for the car, one for the shop would be good. So I know you have all the stuff electronic, so if you just put it out there, I mean, minimum, we could just, you know, print
yeah.
the stuff off. You know what I
You're
mean?
Right. I do have every single file for that entire Copilot electronically, and I can create one simple PDF file, add that to the update section, and make that available to you. So I'll add that to the other two items that I'm going to add to that TDC Connected site today, Gary.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Yep. No, thank you for that. Did anyone have any suggestions for additions to the Copilot? That was the one thing that Bud and Sean wanted me to mention during the meeting today. I'm sure you guys get out there in the field and you think of something that maybe you could have used and you didn't have, and you either called us or you just you know, kind of flew by the seat of your pants with the dock at the time. But please, if you want to add that suggestion now, I'd be certainly happy to take it. If you want to email or call me later, I'll take it as well.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, hi, Doug. This is Don.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Who's up?
This is Don.
Don.
Don in San Bernardino.
Yep.
Yeah, I did have one suggestion for the Copilot, and I know you've sent out a few flyers and whatnot, but on our new hand pieces and any other hand pieces that are a good deal to offer to our dentists, that would be a helpful addition to the Copilot. I'm getting dentists that ask for new handpieces on a regular basis, and I'm just not really sure what to offer them. I've got pictures, but you know the information is kind of limited on each one. You mentioned to me not too long ago that we've made the heads on these a little bit bigger and they have a little bit more torque. I don't see that documented any place, if it can be documented. But in either case, you know, the more information, the better, as far as trying to sell some hand pieces.
Absolutely. You'll notice in your Copilot that you did receive at the dental convention, there was a Sable pocket catalog. Many people have actually called me up and said, hey, send me 8 of those or send me 10 of those, which we've done. So, yeah, those, and I think you have one in your Copilot. Be happy to send you more of those. To add to or to put in your Copilot as something that you can go through with the docs. There's a lot of product offered there. Also, I do have the TDC handpiece flyers here. So if you do want more of those, you can simply request that I include some of those in a parts order or just send them to you. I'd be happy to do that. And then I can also post that flyer to the TDC Connected website, and you can download it. So absolutely, Don, for sure.
Okay, yeah, Sable Pocket. I maybe I took it out. I don't know. I don't see.
Sure, it was in the back fold of your TDC Copilot.
Okay,
but don't worry about it.
It's the one that kept falling out.
Thank you.
Thanks, Doug. Yeah, so that is apparently the one that kept falling out, and I'd be happy to send you more. I have Mike at Sable has sent me hundreds of those, so I literally have a box just full of those catalogs. So any of you that need more, I'd be happy to send them to you. Anything else, guys?
Hi, David. This is Harv.
Harv, good to hear from you.
Yeah. Hey, I got a question for you. I have at times looked for an item in the Co-Pilot and thinking maybe that it's not there, or I called Bud or Sean regarding something. They said it's in the Co-Pilot and found it listed under a tab where I normally would not have thought to look for it. And my question is this. Would it be feasible to make up an index that, you know, if I'm looking for a coupler, for example, was one item I was looking for, and I was told, oh, that's in, there's such and such a tab in the Co-Pilot, and after looking through there, sure enough, there it was, but by the name that's on the tab didn't necessarily spur my
right, because we
thinking,
have, I think there was room for 8 or 10 tabs, and yet there's much more than 8 or 10 things that are in that Co-Pilot. So can we make a table of contents for that? Absolutely. I think there is a table of contents in the front page already, but I'd be happy to expand upon that.
Yeah, I would think expanding it is.
Yeah, because the table of contents that we did give you is regarding the price list and where to find the certain items in there. So yeah, we can do that. I'll certainly do that and email it out to you guys. In addition to that, this will be my dad talking here. Please don't just rely on the Co-Pilot at the exact second that you think you may need it. Take some time, you know, when you have some free time, just go through it page by page. Just become familiar with it so that you know where certain items are. The Co-Pilot, we love it. We think it's got great information in it, but it's not an overwhelming amount of information that can't be easily kind of flipped through at your leisure to kind of just become more familiar with it. So not to lecture you guys or anybody else, but as my dad would say, you know, to look through it when the pressure's not on so that you can quickly find stuff when the pressure is on. So, yes, we'll do that, and I encourage any and all of you to just flip through it from time to time just to make sure you are familiar with the Co-Pilot. Also, because you'll not find some things in there that you want in there. And typically, when one of you wants something in that Co-Pilot that's not there, many, if not all of you, would also appreciate having it there. But if you don't bring that to our attention, you know, we won't do it. So please do. That was a great suggestion, Harv, and we'll definitely do that today. I just wrote that down on the list here. So there's 4 things I need to do, and I am going to do them. So we will add a detailed table of contents to that. So thank you for that suggestion, Harv. Sorry, I'm writing here. Okay, anybody else? So we've got 5 more minutes here if anybody wants to add anything else to the conversation.
David, I'm, you know, just to fill their time, if you want to, I can call you off, you know, after the meeting. But it's in regard to the camera repair. Is that something you want to discuss now, or?
Well, you can discuss it now if you'd like. We've had some successes with the camera repair and some that they weren't able to repair. Each one of them is an item that I actually take the model number and contact the repair center, the high-tech repair center, and talk to the manager over there.
Okay.
I'll
call you off, you know,
okay,
after a little bit,
okay,
a while later.
Sure. Sounds good, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Dave, this is Doug.
Doug. Yep.
Hey, Dave, what's the chances of horning in on your email system?
I don't know. That's a pretty basic question or a general question.
Could,
so what's more specifically?
Getting an email address for the Dentist Choice so it's I don't have to have one that's specific to my website.
Yeah, you can request one, and we can issue it. The one drawback to those email addresses is it's seamless for your customer. In other words, if your email address is, let's say, Doug@thedentistchoice.com,
Right.
When we forward that to whatever your actual real email address is, which might be doug@yahoo.com, just
right.
saying. Okay. So to your customer, when they send out an email to you, they send it to doug@thedentistchoice.com. The only issue we have, and that's because we can't have off-site access to our server, which is
right.
what would be required for when it sends back, when you send an email back to the customer, it shows doug@yahoo.com.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Unfortunately, we can't allow offset access to our server here to make that seamless. But to your customer emailing you, we can do that, and it does work fine. And it's just the only drawback is when the response email would come from your – it would actually show your email address, which may or may not be an issue. If it's not an issue for you, that's fine. There's probably – 4 or 5 guys that are fine with that, and they're using, you know, paul@thedentistchoice.com or paul.nims, I think, @thedentistchoice.com, et cetera. So I can do it, Doug, and I'd be happy to work with you on it.
Okay. Thanks, Dave.
You bet. All right, guys. Well, it was another great meeting. I appreciate all of your comments and everybody who participated and even those folks who just listened. We appreciate that. And I hope to hear from many and most of you in the future on, A, any suggestions you have for the website and or the Copilot, and, B, the email and fax campaigns, because we're just having great results from that, from the guys that are actually using them, and we hope you will take advantage of that. Talk to you soon, guys, and again, thanks again. Bye.